And that's a fact. Because if the other teams played the way they should have played in the systems that they are in, bro, they should have won. Oh, they have way more
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said Celtics fans should.
Got pieces. What you mean?
Milwaukee like, got people. Pieces. Yes, but saying. Y'all do too.
We do as well. But
like y'all, if you put y'all up against other teams, the Celtics are more stacked than everybody.
Second and third strings, nigga, coming off the bench.
They're not second and third strings, bro. Like I just explained to you, bro. Marcus Smart, 4th pick. Tatum, 3rd pick. Rozier, 14th pick. Who you got? Jaylen Brown, 3rd pick. Like, bro, y'all are stacked. Horford won chips in Florida, bro. Like, he knows how to win.
Run that back. Run that back. Name him again.
You got Brown at 3.
Start at PG.
You got Rozier, who was a 14th pick out of Louisville, who was highly coveted.
I need to hear that. Next player.
You got Jaylen Brown out of California, highly coveted. You got Jason Tatum. Who could have went number one
next
year?
Next player.
You got Al Horford. Big time free agency. He's got what, 115 mil on free agency?
Next player.
Like, did you know what I'm saying?
Next
like,
player.
Why are we keep going there? That's four players right there.
That's four players.
That's all you need.
These niggas not all stars, bro. These are just four players, nigga.
I'm pretty sure.
Even then, that's I'm four. That's sure, not even a starting five.
Wasn't Jaylen Brown pretty pissed that he didn't make the All-Star team this year? I'm pretty sure that happened because he was doing rolly eyes back and forth. Andre Drummond got in and he put a rolly eyes and Andre Drummond went at Jaylen Brown saying, aren't you like the third or fourth option? So don't act like they didn't even have consideration for All-Star team. You have nice people, bruh.
Third or
Tatum is up for
back.
Rookie of the Year. Didn't he average like 20 in the playoffs? Like, what do you mean? You act like
that's
they're
the
not
stepping
play.
Up to the plate.
Stepping up to the plate because they're nice. Not stepping up to the plate because
that's
oh,
a second and a
we're
third
just
string.
We're just you know we're gonna
took
will
our
it.
Second string spot. What you mean, bro?
Like, that is just blasphemy, bro.
Greg Monroe would not be getting his
Greg Monroe, bro. Greg Monroe is another one. Do you realize how nice Greg Monroe
is? Man, you understand he's washed.
He's not washed, dog. He's not washed.
His type of centers aren't in the league anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? They still can play. They still are playing them, aren't they? And when they and what center are they playing against now? That's very effective. None. As far as the Cleveland Cavaliers, when you have to go and play, you know, the Golden State Warriors, yeah, you got to go play a center that can shoot a three. You don't have to play one in the East right now because they're all big. So it doesn't matter. Y'all are stacked. Just deal with it. Be happy.
He hardly gets play time anyway.
Bro, like, let's y'all are so stacked. It's holy sh- And then you got Markieff Morris, who's all right, too.
Markieff.
They both twins, and they act just the same. But shit.
I heard these niggas be switching his position.
Yeah, you never know. He could be playing right now, bro. It could be the other cousin. Because they got the same tattoos. That's how much they are.
Go ahead,
you know what I mean? You want to play tonight?
But all I'm saying is...
Y'all are good.
Is that five people can't do it and won't do it. That's all I'm saying. You just named five people. I named six, which was who? Greg Monroe.
I mean, okay. The one that... oh, my God.
But what I'm saying is that five people don't do it. We have our third string stepping up to be our sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth man, bro. That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's why I said... We probably shouldn't even have made it here. We shouldn't have made it here. Looking at the roster, bro. Come on.
If I was in the West, I'd be at home right now. Put it like that.
You saying if we were in the West, we'd be the number one seed?
No, you would be
no,
at home.
No, stop
right
it.
Now.
Stop
you
say, it.
Oh,
what?
You saying at home, like, as in...
Not in the playoffs.
Nah, I don't believe.
I definitely believe that.
We're seeing what we've done so far and how
think y'all
would have
made it past Houston. Y'all would have made it past Houston.
Yo, like y'all didn't make it to the Eastern Conference
Houston's
Finals last year.
Houston's not all that, bro. They're good. They're great. They're good. They have some great players.
You know who?
But they're not that good.
You know who one of the best players on that team? They about to re-sign this man after this year is over. Capella.
I knew you were about to say that.
That's the team right there. They gonna drag him until his knees fall.
True, you right. I mean,
you gotta realize Harden gonna stay there, and CP gonna stay there. They gonna be good regardless, and they got filler in between, dog. They don't have like they got all shooters, shooters. Don't let them shoot 2-3 threes on you.
Warm up.
Somebody coming in off
but
the bench.
But even then, that's what it takes for them to win a game. 3 points.
That's not what it takes. That's their style of play.
Why would you land on?
It's a difference.
That's how they win games.
They don't. I mean, they're not taking threes. to
it's because niggas like you act like the Cleveland Cavaliers have not had their pick at players for the past three seasons.
Nigga, three seasons?
What you mean? Pick up players?
3 seasons?
How's Cleveland had pick up players?
Huh?
How? How's Cleveland had biggest players? Like, all right, they get Kevin Love came through. That was through a trade, which might not even have been a good trade because Andrew Wiggins there probably could have been more effective younger.
What are we talking about?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
Like, nigga that has fanboys, a few fanboys that follow him around. Cleveland has had a crap ton of players, dog. Has had a crap ton of players, whether if they re-sign him or not. Like, where's Iman Shumpert at? What happened to him?
He got traded. He's in Sacramento, I believe.
Fool's move. I would have traded JR to Sacramento.
Like, instead of Iman?
Yeah. It's so funny, dog. And this is why. This is my personal opinion. Every single time I watch JR
Smith. You watching the TV show.
Yeah, that's what he watching.
No. What TV show?
He got a TV show with his girl. Tiana Taylor. Iman and Tiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
You realize that Iman ain't put out that many points in the last.
He didn't.
He don't put up points at all. He's just a defender.
That last
play. Or JR. But I was still.
JR could still put up points.
Not Kevin Love. I'm
hear me out.
JR won it's a playoff game,
just
actually.
Let me say this.
He won it, but he went 6-6.
Every single time I watch JR Smith play, whether it feels against my team or just scrolling past the TV or watching an actual game, a playoff game, niggas always missing, bro. I wouldn't want, like, he's always legit firing.
You watching at the wrong time.
Nah, bro. The nigga's stats are not good.
He's streaky. He's a streaky dude. So, you know, it's hard for me to say, like, all right, yeah, you can watch. Going and off. Now, you got to watch JR because when he gets hot, he gets hot. But when he's not,
JR might get hot.
JR can be coldest. But, like,
JR
really
might
cold,
get hot
man.
In the first 5 minutes and make the first 12 points, and then that's the rest
that's
of the game.
That's it. That's it.
And he might just get steals and blocks or some shit like
that. Yeah.
That's how he is.
But, bro, there's still, like, there's at least three better players on the Celtics team than JR.
So I guess my thing is.
You really don't agree
with
that?
Who's better than LeBron on the Celtics?
Who's better than LeBron? Nobody.
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So, like I said, LeBron's number one, but there is literally four other players on the Celtics that are better than the second best player on the Cleveland. Four, bruh. Like, I just named them to you. You got Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Terry Rozier. All of them. I'd rather have all of them. They're more effective than everybody right now.
More effective because of the system that we're in.
No. I might even take.
You keep saying
I would say
effective.
Marcus Smart, but he would be just dangling out there because he's still more effective right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying more effective, but that's our game plan. We're not talking about individual players. I'm even talking about talent, bro. Talent-wise.
Like, bro, talent-wise, the only person that you can kind of say is Kevin Love. Who you kind of like, once he lost the weight, he don't rebound like he used to. He's not the same Minnesota Kevin Love. So he is not as talented as he was. Nah, dog. He's just not. He's not that. He's a three-point shooter. You know what I mean? And all right, one of that.
I mean, I don't say trash.
He is not trash.
If you're not consistent, bro, you're trash.
No, he's not trash.
You're not consistent, bro, you're trash.
Kevin Love is not trash. He's still a good basketball
niggas
player.
Niggas give this nigga so much credit, bro. That's the same nigga that's fucking shooting up duds every fucking year in the fucking finals, bro. Come on. Nigga, some trash. Nigga be shooting up threes and just brick. Licorice. Brick.
That's why we need him back. Licorice. That's why he needs to be more effective in the post where he used to be. So he can actually, you know... That's why I kind of get lost. I know they're NBA players and you can shoot outside and be more effective, but you know when you start inside and you build your way out, you're more effective.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I still don't understand that. Yeah. I still don't understand that, bro.
All I'm saying is, man, niggas out here folding, and it's because of our coach. We have a great coach, and that's the honest reason why I think we're winning.
I got a good coach.
Huh?
I do got a good coach. Brad Stevens, he's
a
really good coach.
I mean, like...
Hell, he brought Butler to that national championship twice.
This could be top two coach, top three coach of all time. It's because niggas like you act like the Cleveland Cavaliers have not had their pick at players for the past three seasons.
Three seasons?
What you mean? Pick up players?
3 seasons?
How's Cleveland had his biggest players?
Huh?
How? How's Cleveland had his biggest players? Like, all right, they get Kevin Love came through. That was through a trade, which might not even have been a good trade because Andrew Wiggins there probably could have been more effective younger.
What are we talking about?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
Like a nigga that has fanboys, a few fanboys that follow him around. Cleveland has had a crap ton of players, dog. Has had a crap ton of players, whether if they re-sign him or not. Like, where's Iman Shumpert at? What happened to him?
He got traded. He's in Sacramento, I believe.
Fool's move. I would have traded JR to Sacramento.
Like, instead of Iman?
Yeah. It's so funny, dog. And this is why. This is my personal opinion. Every single time I watch JR Smith.
You watching the TV show.
Yeah, that's what he watching.
No. What TV show?
He got a TV show with his girl. Tiana Taylor. Iman and Tiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
You realize that Iman ain't put out that many points in the last.
He didn't.
He don't put up points at all. He's just a defender.
That last point. Or JR. But I was still.
JR could still put up points.
Not Kevin Love. I'm
hear me out.
JR won it's a playoff game,
just
actually.
Let me say this.
He won it, but he went 6-6.
Can I just say this? Every single time I watch JR Smith play, whether it feels against my team or just scrolling past the TV or watching an actual game, a playoff game, niggas always missing, bro. I wouldn't want, like, he's always legit firing.
You watching at the wrong time.
Nah, bro. The nigga's stats are not good.
He's streaky. He's a streaky dude. So, it's hard for me to say, like, all right, yeah, you can watch. Going and off. Now, you got to watch JR because when he gets hot, he gets hot. But when he's not,
JR might get hot.
JR can be cold. But, like,
JR
really
might get hot,
man,
in the first 5 minutes and make the first 12 points, and then that's the rest
that's
of the game.
That's it. That's it.
And he might just get steals and blocks or some shit like
that. Yeah.
That's how he is.
But, bro, there's still, like, there's at least three better players on the Celtics team than JR.
So I guess my thing is.
You really don't agree
with
that?
Who's better than LeBron on the Celtics?
Who's better than LeBron? Nobody.
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So, like I said, LeBron's number one, but there is literally four other players on the Celtics that are better than the second best player on the Cleveland. Four, bruh. Like, I just named them to you. You got Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Terry Rozier. All of them. I'd rather have all of them. They're more effective than everybody right now.
More effective because of the system that we're in.
No. I might even take.
You keep saying
I would
more
say Marcus Smart, but he would be just dangling out there because he's still more effective right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying more effective, but that's our game plan. We're not talking about individual players. You're talking about.
I'm even talking about talent, bro. Talent wise, the only person that you can kind of say is Kevin Love. Who you kind of like, once he lost the weight, he don't rebound like he used to. He's not the same Minnesota Kevin Love. So he is not as talented as he was. Nah, dog. He's just not. He's not that. He's a three-point shooter. You know what I mean? And all right, one of that.
I don't say trash.
He is not trash.
You're not consistent, bro. You trash.
No, he's not trash.
You're not consistent, bro. You're trash.
Kevin Love is not trash. He's still a good basketball
player.
Niggas
give this nigga so much credit, bro. That's the same nigga that's fucking shooting up duds every fucking year in the fucking finals, bro. Come on. Nigga, some trash. Nigga be shooting up threes and just brick. Licorice. Brick.
That's why we need him back. Licorice. That's why he needs to be more effective in the post where he used to be. So he can actually, that's why I kind of get lost. I know they're NBA players and you can shoot outside and be more effective, but you know when you start inside and you build your way out, you're more effective.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I still don't understand that. Yeah. I still don't understand that, bro.
All I'm saying is, man, niggas out here folding, and it's because of our coach. We have a great coach, and that's the honest reason why I think we're winning.
I got a good coach.
Huh?
I do got a good coach. Brad Stevens, he's a really good coach.
I mean, like...
Hell, he brought Butler to the national championship twice.
This could be top two coach, top three coach of all time. It's because niggas like you act like the Cleveland Cavaliers have not had their pick at players for the past three seasons.
Three seasons?
What you had a pick of players?
Three seasons?
How's Cleveland had a pick of players?
Huh?
How? How's Cleveland had pick of players? Like, all right, they get Kevin Love came through. That was through a trade, which might not even have been a good trade because Andrew Wiggins there probably could have been more effective younger.
What are we talking about? I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
Like,
a nigga that has fanboys, a few fanboys that follow him around. Cleveland has had a crap ton of players, dog. Whether if they re-sign him or not. Like, where's Iman Shumpert at? What happened to him?
He got traded. He's in Sacramento, I believe.
Fool's move. I would have traded JR to Sacramento.
Instead of Iman?
Yeah. It's so funny, dog. And this is why. This is my personal opinion. Every single time I watch J.R. Smith.
You watching the TV show.
Yeah, that's what he watching.
No. What TV show?
He got a TV show with his girl. Tiana Taylor. Iman and Tiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
You realize that Iman ain't put out that many points in the last.
He didn't.
He don't put up points at all. He's just like a defender.
That last point. Or J.R. But I was still.
JR could still put up points.
Not Kevin Love. I'm
Hear me out.
JR won it's a playoff game,
just
actually.
Let me say this.
Can I just say this?
Every single time I watch JR Smith play, whether it feels against my team or just scrolling past the TV or watching an actual game, a playoff game, niggas always missing, bro. I wouldn't want, like, he's always legit firing.
You watching at the wrong time.
Nah, bro. The nigga's stats are not good.
He's streaky. He's a streaky dude. So, you know, it's hard for me to say, like, all right, yeah, you can watch. Going and off. Now, you got to watch JR because when he gets hot, he gets hot. But when he's not,
JR might get hot.
JR can be cold. But, like,
JR
really
might get hot,
man,
in the first 5 minutes and make the first 12 points, and then that's the rest
that's
of the game.
That's it. That's it.
And he might just get steals and blocks or some shit like
that. Yeah.
That's how he is.
But, bro, there's still, like, there's at least three better players on the Celtics team than JR.
So I guess my thing is.
You really don't agree
with
that?
Who's better than LeBron on the Celtics?
Who's better than LeBron? Nobody. That's what I'm saying. So, like I said, LeBron's number one, but there is literally four other players on the Celtics that are better than the second best player on the Cleveland. Four, bruh. Like, I just named them to you. You got Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Terry Rozier. All of them. I'd rather have all of them. They're more effective than everybody right now.
More effective because of the system that we're in.
No. I might even take.
You keep saying
I would
more
say Marcus Smart, but he would be just dangling out there because he's still more effective right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying more effective, but that's our game plan. We're not talking about individual players. You're talking
talent-wise, the only person that you can kind of say is Kevin Love. Who you kind of like, once he lost the weight, he don't rebound like he used to. He's not the same Minnesota Kevin Love. So he is not as talented as he was. Nah, dog. He's just not. He's not that. He's a three-point shooter. You know what I mean? And all right, one of that.
I don't say trash.
He is not trash.
You're not consistent, bro. You trash.
No, he's not trash.
You're not consistent, bro. You're trash.
Kevin Love is not trash. He's still a good basketball
player.
Niggas
give this nigga so much credit, bro. That's the same nigga that's fucking shooting up duds every fucking year in the fucking finals, bro. Come on. Nigga, some trash. Nigga be shooting up threes and just brick. Licorice. Brick.
That's why we need him back. Licorice. That's why he needs to be more effective in the post where he used to be. So he can actually, you know... That's why I kind of get lost. I know they're NBA players and you can shoot outside and be more effective, but you know when you start inside and you build your way out, you're more effective.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I still don't understand that. Yeah. I still don't understand that, bro.
All I'm saying is, man, niggas out here folding, and it's because of our coach. We have a great coach, and that's the honest reason why I think we're winning.
I got a good coach.
Huh?
I do got a good coach. Brad Stevens, he's a really good coach.
I mean, like...
Hell, he brought Butler to the national championship twice.
This could be top two coach, top three coach of all time.